This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When we report on a big merger here, Marketplace regular and Washington Post columnist Alan Sloan swings into action, trying to think like a corporate tax attorney to tease out how merging companies are trying to play the great tax game. This time, it's a merger between two big companies that make equipment to control buildings and factories. Hi, Alan.
Good morning, David.
A couple of companies, Johnson Controls of Milwaukee, Tyco International, that's managed from New Jersey but has a tax home in Ireland. They want to merge. They have to figure out how much is sort of Tyco, how much is Johnson. Why would they even care about the ratio of ownership?
There's a rule that says, in this case, if the owners of Johnson own less than 60% of the combined company, the combined company can play much better games than if the shareholders of Johnson own more than 60% of the combined company.
There are magic sweet spots. You know, you have a little bit too much Tyco and you could lose out. You have a little less Tyco. You could get these tax advantages. But how do they do this? Do they take a bunch of overseas Tyco owners, ship them to America and get them citizenship?
No, what they do is Tyco borrows $4 billion and buys a batch of Johnson stock. Because there are fewer Johnson shares outstanding, Johnson holders own maybe 57% of the combined company instead of 61%, which is what they would own if it weren't for Tyco buying Johnson shares. And what Johnson can do is about 5 seconds after the transaction is over, Johnson takes some of the $8.1 billion it has to repay the $4 billion that Tyco borrowed because they're now part of the same company.
Now, this is not illegal, but what are the implications here?
It's something about America's complicated tax codes, also about a complete lack of morality or caring about anything other than the share price, because they have this idea that if they do something to get their share price up, that makes them good corporate citizens.
Your implication is if they don't pay their taxes, someone else has to.
Right. Look, by helping their company pay less tax, what they're doing is leaving the bill for everybody else. It's not as if these companies are actually leaving. They'll consume the same goods and services. It's just the company will be paying a lot less taxes for them.
Alan Sloan is also editor-at-large at ProPublica. Alan, thank you for this.
You're welcome, David. It was my pleasure.